A good Erev Shabbos to everybody. It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas B'Shalach. Tav Shanayi Tess. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Tess. Vayomer Moshe El Yeshua Bechalanu Anoshim V'tzehi Lochem Ba'amalek. Moshe said to Yeshua, choose men for us and go out and fight against Amalek. This is the end of the Parsha where we know that Amalek came and they attacked the Bnei Yisrael in order to get them to stop going to Har Sinai. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitze, Asher Karcha Baderech, that when Klal Yisrael was traveling in the Midbar towards Har Sinai, the Amalekim tried to cool us off from the great inspiration that we had from Yetzias Mitzrayim and tried to take us away from the great madrigas, the great levels that Klal Yisrael had come to. We saw something very interesting earlier in the Parsha where Pari was chasing the Bnei Yisrael as they were going into the Yam Suf. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Bnei Yisrael, Hashem Yilochem Lachem Ve'atem Tacharishon. Hashem is going to fight for you and you be quiet. We see that the response that Moshe Rabbeinu has to the onslaught of Paroi is not the same response that he has to the onslaught of the Amalekim. And the question is, why is that? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Bnei Yisrael, don't worry, Hashem will fight for you. Don't even daven, just keep going. And when it came to the Amalekim, Moshe Rabbeinu gives a direct commandment to Yeshua, choose men and go and fight against the Amalekim. And perhaps we can give the following answer. Paroi, who was pursuing the Bnei Yisrael from behind, he stood between them and Amalek, between them and Mitzrayim. Paroi's attack represents Mitzrayim's desire to infringe on Bnei Yisrael's physical freedoms. Paroi insisted, as we know in Perek Memhei, Pasuk Ches of Bereishis, Ve'ichlu es tuv ha'aretz. When Yaakov came with his sons to Mitzrayim, Paroi said, all you have to do is work for us, and you can have from the fat of the land. However, Amalek is threatening Bnei Yisrael with their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the study and the observance of Torah. Under regular circumstances, combat is foreign to Bnei Yisrael. As we know, HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Yadayim Bidei Esav. Combat is not for us. Conflict is not for us. That's for Esav. Yaakov and his descendants, us, Klal Yisrael, Ein Lanu Ela B'Peh, our koyach is with the mouth, with tefillah and with Torah. That's where our koyach is. That's how we are able to get things done. But however, everything changed when Klal Yisrael's ability to receive the Torah was challenged. Despite the physical warfare being entirely unnatural to us, when Amalek attempted to stop Bnei Yisrael on their way to Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu said we must wage war against them. Because when a Jew's connection to Torah is at risk, we must set aside all natural preferences and utilize all the means that we have possible to bring us closer to receiving and internalizing the Torah. And that's a lesson for us going forward, that whenever our Torah is endangered, whenever people want to take us away from learning, we have to be able to rise up. We have to be able to overcome our natural tendencies of peace. And we have to fight for Kiyum HaTorah, as we had in the times of the Maccabees and Hanukkah. We know the Maccabim, Yechanan, sons, they fought against the Yevanim. They did something, Rabim Ba'me'atim, Tameim Ba'atahirim, Rashayim Ba'atzadikim. They were very few. They were very little. But it was Zaydim B'yad Reiske Sarasecha, because they wanted to take away the learning Torah, they wanted to take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Klal Yisrael rose up, strong, went to war, and Baruch Hashem overcame. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and Kol Tov.